Aloha and welcome to the Sobriety Rocks podcast, where each day will bring you hope, inspiration, and valuable tools to help navigate your addiction recovery journey. If you struggle with drugs, alcohol, or behavior addictions like I did, welcome home. If you or someone you love is having a medical procedure and want to maintain your sobriety, Sober Surgeries can help. Please visit SoberSurgeries.com to receive a complimentary consultation for a non-opioid pain management plan to ensure you have a successful sober surgery. Aloha and welcome to the Sobriety Rocks podcast. I'm your host, Kirk Waterman. Today, we're going to talk about love and laughter. Jabez said, "What is this precious love and laughter budding in our hearts? It is the glorious sound of a soul waking up. When I was a child, my heart overflowed with love, and laughter echoed through my days. But as I entered my teens, the grip of drugs and alcohol slowly replaced my joyful moments with anger, guilt, and other negative emotions. The laughter that once resounded in me slowly faded away. Thankfully, when I finally hit rock bottom, I found solace and guidance in the rooms of recovery. As I embraced the principles of unity, recovery, and service of the program, my transformation began, and I gradually rediscovered the love and laughter that had eluded me for so long. Embracing the recovery journey has allowed love to permeate my heart and laughter to fill my days once again. Over the years, I've lived a blessed life. And today, I know that life's beauty lies in the connections we forge, the love we give, and the laughter we find in the simplest of moments. Wherever you are on your journey, remember, even in the darkest of times, there's always the chance to fill your heart with love and your life with laughter. So please, join us on this path and make your dreams come true. Today we'll close with a brief love meditation. So get comfortable, close your eyes, take a few slow, deep breaths, and join me. As you breathe in and out, become aware of any external noises you may hear. To each sound, say internally to yourself, "That is love." And repeat this phrase in response to each noise you hear as you scan your environment. If you do not hear noise, offer this phrase to every thought that crosses your mind as you bring your attention inward. That is love. Once you have acknowledged all sound or thought in your environment as love, say internally to yourself, I am supported by love in my environment. Now, bring your attention to your heart space, noticing your chest's movements as you breathe in and out, saying internally to your heart, "Every breath I take is loving energy. I thank this loving energy for supporting my body every day." Next, imagine one external thing you have created in your life that gives you a sense of love. This could be a relationship, a person, a creative project, a work project, a space, something that you made and without you wouldn't be. And say, "That is love." Now, imagine your breath's ripple of energy being sent out to this thing that you created. Say to it internally, "That is love. This is an extension of the loving energy I have for myself." Say to it, "I see the light in you." Bring your attention back to any external noises you hear in your environment and say to each one, "That is love." Repeat, "That is love," for each noise you hear. If you do not hear noise, offer this phrase to every thought that crosses your mind as you bring your attention back to the room. That is love. Continue to inhale deeply and exhale deeply. And with each exhale, repeat the phrase, "That is love." Now, place one hand on your heart, the other on top of the first. Take a deep breath in, bowing your head in gratitude for giving yourself and your heart to this practice. I'm Kirk Waterman. Thank you for joining us. Aloha. Thank you for joining us for today's Sobriety Rocks podcast from Recovery HQ. We hope you heard something to make today all you want it to be, and tomorrow better than you thought it could be. Please visit SoberSurgeries.com to receive a complimentary consultation for a non-opioid pain management plan and help ensure you have a successful sober surgery. Also, feel free to visit recoveryhq.com for additional resources or to contact us directly. See you next time. Aloha.